This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It wouldn't be happening with a different president, of course, a different administration, and it shouldn't be happening at all, but it should go back. They should put them all at the White House, out front of the White House.
The border is a federal responsibility. To think otherwise is foolish. Who's responsible for it? One person. And one administration. Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden should get up off his and do something about it.
That was New Yorkers sounding off on Joe Biden about illegals. And that's just getting the busload of like 50. Eric Adams, the new mayor of New York, is now saying, oh, you know, bring them in here now. Yeah, man, let them see how New York is about. But New Yorkers aren't going to be too happy about it. Having to assimilate these illegals as Texas and Arizona and other places, well, Texas and Florida, continue to ship them up. And maybe if Carrie Lake gets elected as governor of Arizona, she'll continue to ship them to New York and any other states that want them. Let them see how 20, 30,000 people coming in every week impacts their ecosystem. Folks, the left are dying. They can't win elections legally. So what do? They got to shut down anything that points to what they do. They have to dismantle every bit of negativity about their lies. And that's exactly what the coup against Donald Trump is about. And that's exactly what this raid is about. And as I asked in the first hour, what happens when Donald Trump doesn't go to jail? And yet another one of these lies gets exposed. What happens when Beyond the Mules proves? See, I don't have to worry about what's to be expected when the movie's out. I have the clips. I know that Democrats and Republicans performed one of the most elaborate coups ever in the history of the world to get rid of Donald Trump. And the Democrats will do anything to expose it. And don't be surprised if I end up in court defending what is irrefutable proof that they cheated in the elections. A woman told me the other day, she says, if you put Trump, you spell out T-R-U-M-P in a message, your message won't get forwarded on. It won't get posted on different websites. And so you wonder who's got over the media and the social media to where you can't even mention an ex-president. She went on to show that if you have certain buzzwords in your articles, your articles get promoted. You say Obama, you say forward, you say Schumer in a good way. If you're putting them in a good light, then you get all kinds of exposure. The algorithms are looking for this, and they're so sophisticated. They're so sophisticated. They can read your text and say, nope, not letting this get out. Well, you think if they can read the text, maybe they can interpret what I'm saying? When I wonder why I don't get the audience that I'm supposed to get, that I believe in my heart of hearts I should get, I know why it is. But you know, I still get up undaunted, just like you, knowing it's not your fault. You're doing your part. I believe most of you are. You're forwarding this to my information to friends. You're reading my post. We've even had things where people can't donate. Kevin, you donate, but well, it works for us. Well, okay, that's not working. It turns out it's not working. You know what we just had to do the other day? We had to call our server company. They said, you're being attacked by bots. They're absolutely targeting you. And they literally deleted all of our messages, all the messages that have been left on all of my blog posts for 13 years are gone. All of the efforts that we all put into, and you know what my team did? We met on it and we said, so what? Whatever's next, we're ready for it. You ready to fight? I got people sending me messages. Kevin, I'm buying more ammo. I talked to a lady the other day. I couldn't believe she popped up on my screen, asked me to give her a call. I called. Like I tell you guys, I reach out and reach back to you. She asked me, should she buy ammunition? Another woman sent me a note saying her brother has taken money out of his bank account so he could go buy more ammunition. They're fear of a civil war. The Democrats are coming after you. Look, I don't know whether this civil war's got, I already have ammo. You know, I've already got food. I've already got a bug out plan. I've been looking at this thing for years, and I know people think you're weird when you say this, but I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm going to be ready. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Nobody's happy with Biden. Nobody's happy with the Democrats. How could you be? You can't witness what these people are doing and want to support them, not unless you're a moron. And I don't say that to be mean. I don't say it to be funny. It's the only way you could support this evil. Trump's raid, the shot heard around the world. In America, the new banana republic, because that's where we are now. They executed a coup against Trump, and now they want him exiled. They need him completely gone from the picture. But they martyred him. How did you feel when you learned that Trump got raided? What was your guttural instinct? We're in about 48 hours, maybe a little bit more, 2+ days, it's roughly that, since the raid. And what are your thoughts now? There's been time to assimilate it, to understand it. Do you feel like they were vindicated? Like, oh, well, they certainly had reason to go after Trump. Or do you feel like most people that I've talked to that said, I see this as another witch hunt? This one's the biggest one yet. Now people are analyzing what was in the search warrant that they wanted. What were they going after specifically? They say, oh, he kept documents. And I played a clip the other day. The guy says, oh, the Trump administration was known for flushing documents down the toilet. I want you to stop for just a moment and ask yourself, can you imagine Donald Trump having such a lack of creativity that he flushes documents down the toilet routinely? That's what he said. We have the clip.
But what we're hearing is that this is related to the missing documents. Of course, that's the National Archives case. The president and his staff has a responsibility to preserve documents that flow through the White House, and apparently, allegedly, that was not happening during the Trump administration with regularity, if you will. The former president was known to flush documents down toilets. In fact, the New York Times just had reporting, I believe it was today, to that effect.
So I want you to picture Donald Trump like the FBI and CIA raiding, and he's in the bathroom like some drug dealer flushing documents down the toilet. See, I don't have to hear anything more. This guy's a buffoon. He's a moron. And he's being touted at CNN as somebody who's an expert, and he claims that Donald Trump flushes documents down the toilet, and that's why the FBI had a reason to raid him.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So, Scott, a judge had to sign off on this. The FBI believed it to be necessary still. What is the view you are hearing tonight from those in the Republican Party?
Gosh, I've talked to a few people and have been watching some reaction, John, and most people have reacted this way, and that is, if you don't convict Donald Trump now, you have martyred Donald Trump. You have basically guaranteed him the nomination for the Republican Party in 2024, and you're going to give him a big weapon to go after Joe Biden or, you know, whatever Democrat emerges in 2024 if they don't convict him. I mean, they've raided the guy's house. I mean, one person told me there's no one going back now. I mean, this is total, you know, there's no reconciliation here when you raid somebody's house. And so because of the political implications of that, I'm curious to know about, what did the White House know? There was some reporting from Jonathan Martin from the New York Times, not CNN, but New York Times, saying senior political figures in the Biden White House didn't know. They were blindsided by the news on Twitter. I want to know if Joe Biden knew. And frankly, given the implications of this, former president, probable candidate, I think the current president ought to say whether he knew about it in advance from the attorney general, because I think a lot of Americans, a lot of Republicans are going to want to know the answer to that question tonight.
Welcome back, folks. I was a CNN talking about the raid. I don't know who the guy was. I think he was a Republican, but anyway, he was asked, what do you think are the ramifications? What are you hearing? And he says, boy, this is big news. He says, if you don't convict Trump, you've martyred him. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Do you believe that Trump is martyred? Trump's martyred when they figured out that he didn't do Russian collusion. They thrice tried to impeach. I'm going to get these words out, I swear. Tried to impeach him. Then they performed the coup. And we found out that all of the nonsense, the lies that were spread about Trump, the rumors, were all done by Hillary Clinton and operatives inside of the Obama administration. And then after all of that, when they couldn't destroy him, by the way, they tried to destroy everybody around Trump. They wanted to bankrupt this man. And Trump held firm. Got other big players involved. Got Peter Thiel. Not long ago, you remember Trump and Elon Musk were in a bit of a spat. I said Trump needs to back off because Elon Musk, you don't want him as your enemy. You heard anything about it? No. Went away. I think even Elon Musk said, you know what? I need to back off. People keep poking the bear here. Maybe Trump is right. Maybe we have a deeper problem inside of our government than anybody wants to admit. But the guy goes on, he says, in effect, when you martyr him, you now make Trump have the ability to have a weapon to go against Biden. He has a legitimate excuse to say, I'm going to scorch the earth when I get back in there. Everybody keeps asking me, Kevin, you know him. Is he going to run? Is he going to run? I already told you. Yes. He will run. They could be indicting him. They could be throwing the kitchen sink at Donald Trump. Unless God takes him out, this man is running with 99.9999% certainty. And he's not wounded. It isn't a pity run. He's not wounded at all. Trump has something to bring to this presidency that nobody else can bring. He's bringing on his back all these people that are trying to bring, you know, and think of him as a big fullback. And he's got all these linebackers and safeties jumping on his back. He's got guys trying to cut him off at the knees so he can fall down. And pardon me, he's got guys trying to snatch the ball out of his hands to make him fumble. And he's just marching down the field, looking like Rockman from the Fantastic Four, dragging all these lefties with him. And now he has permission. I'm going to say it again. Permission to go after these Democrats, these leftists, right or left. Rhino, leftist, progressive, what do you want to call yourselves? It doesn't matter to him. He can go after them. And I would love to hear what Murkowski, Collins, Romney, and many others that are rhinos in this party are thinking about it. I want to know what all these lefties that were part of the coup, these Republicans in name only, who are part of this coup that we will expose, many of them, in the movie Beyond the Mules. What are they thinking now? As the guy said in the clip, there's no going back, no reconciliation. What are the political implications of this? People are going to be asking this question for a while. I'm going to warn you guys, tomorrow I'm not talking about this. I've been waiting to cover a different subject, and I'm going to give it a rest, but we will be talking about it more, but I won't be talking about it tomorrow. I'm going to cover a lot of it today. Some of the fallout, the reactions. Dan Bongino, I told you guys before in the first hour, I'm no longer a fan of Dan's. I mean, cause he's a rainy day friend. He's not a guy that you can count on. I am. And I make that distinction because it's a fact. But anyway, oh, Bongino, he was so upset, you know, when he was on, what's his name, Jesse Waters' show. Okay, fine, I'll play his clip. He brought up some good points, but I'll be honest with you, Bongino doesn't, I don't listen to his show and go, wow, now that was really interesting. That was revolutionary. That really made me think differently about it. He references his time in the secrets. When I was in the Secret Service, we would never do things like this. We would never let this, blah, 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 whatever. Okay, I get it. He's got the pedigree of having protected a president or two. But be a friend. Be a friend of the country. I know money's, you know, Fox money is good money. Woohoo! You get a lot of notoriety. Yeah, well, remember that when people were helping you run for office and you were begging for their help before you outranked them, so to speak. And it sounds like sour grapes, but I'm going to play his clip. But I want to make sure that people understand, don't put your faith in these people. Put your faith in yourselves. I'm glad Bongino's outraged. Anyway, going back to this particular clip. And I know my producers are like, let's not, they're, Judge Kevin News shaking my head. I would say this to Bongino if we were sitting having a drink in a bar. I would. So I'm not saying anything that he doesn't know that I haven't already voiced to him. Be real. Like me. But I'm going to play his clip. But I want to go back to what this guy said. There's no going back, no reconciliation. What are the political implications? What did the White House know? Now, the White House has denied knowing anything. You believe him? You think Chuck Schumer didn't know? Jerry Nadler didn't know? Adam Schiff didn't know? Do you think that there aren't Democrats out there who knew, ready to... they already were planning cocktail parties. I would check with caterers if I were them. Check with caterers and see if they already had started throwing, we're going to destroy Trump parties. Says the senior political figures at the White House said they were blindsided. Blindsided, but not unhappy. But they will be. This is not going to go down the way the Democrats think.
Jackson Radio Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is refusing to answer deposition questions as part of a civil investigation into his business in New York. The former president, using his constitutional right to plead the Fifth in a probe carried out by the New York Attorney General, who's looking into whether the Trump Organization improperly reported real estate assets. According to the latest CPI, inflation is taking a breather in July.
Inflation in July dropped slightly to 8.5% from 9.1% a month earlier. The decrease was announced Wednesday morning by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The House is in session on Wednesday, and President Biden and the First Lady are in South Carolina for vacation. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is signing into law the PACT Act for veterans who suffered toxic exposure to burn pits.
The PACT Act is the least we can do for the countless men and women who suffered toxic exposure while serving their country.
The bill expands access to health care and disability benefits for service members, and President Biden adds was long overdue. A member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was charged for attempting to assassinate former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Matt Olson, Assistant AG for the Justice Department's National Security Division, says that the United States will work to disrupt every effort made by Iran to seek revenge within the United States.
This was not an idle threat. And this is not the first time we have uncovered brazen acts by Iran to exact revenge against individuals on U.S. soil. We will work tirelessly to continue to expose and disrupt every one of these efforts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Senate Republican Chuck Grassley recently came forward and confirmed that several FBI whistleblowers had come to him, alleging that there had been an effort within the Bureau to downplay or discredit negative information about Hunter Biden. What's your assessment of the situation now? Is it time for a special counsel?
Yes, so I said publicly that I think probably it's time for Merrick Garland to give the current U.S. attorney in Delaware the protections of the special and the authority of a special counsel under the department's regulations. I think Merrick Garland did the right thing when he came in and left the Republican U.S. attorney in Delaware in office to continue the investigation. But there are other components of justice involved in the criminal division that are not under the direct authority of that U.S. attorney. And now we have questions about, we have whistleblowers coming forward, multiple ones apparently, that raise questions about some of the FBI's role in that case. So I think to provide additional assurance and to deal with the appearance of a potential conflict between the administration and the investigation of the president's son, that his time has come to do that.
A lot more going on in the news than just a raid on Trump. And I will tell you this, if you ask me, look all around it. Don't get too caught up in this raid. Because, as Bill Barr said, there's a lot of other things going on surrounding Hunter Biden that could hurt this party. To do something like this is almost like dropping a nuke in the middle of the Democrats, because you're going to get conservatives worked up. I mentioned in the first hour that there was a poll that said the Democrats had closed the gap with the Republicans in the congressional races. Now, I don't believe that, but let's say that they did. Well, what did they do? They opened up another gap, because even the people who don't like Trump or a little bit on the fence about him are saying, I know this is a witch hunt. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Political implications, worldwide implications of this. What do you think the world is looking at? I mean, how is their reaction to saying, wow, they will go after a president of the United States, a former president who the world knows was cheated. This is what they do in Africa. Now, this is what they do in third world crap hole countries that have no rule of law. And if you think we have a rule of law, I just talked about Hunter Biden. I played a clip earlier, and maybe it was this hour, I can't remember, my time zones are all screwed up at this point, with a guy that said, how can, was it Victor? I don't know, but how could you overlook Hunter Biden when he committed felonies on video? On his own laptop. You can't just pass that off. And look, as I've said many times, I'm no investigative reporter, but you don't need to be. The follow the money trail for Hunter Biden and his family is so easy. A first-year accounting student could do it. You don't need a forensic accountant. All you need is somebody that just says, well, it's funny, Hunter got $3.5 million and Joe Biden got $350,000 in his account the day after. Anyway, so what Bill Barr is alluding to when he in his thing, because they were talking about the whistleblowers, there are people inside of the FBI who are questioning what's happening in their bureau. They're questioning the leadership. Christopher Wray, you want a few? Andy McCabe, James Comey, Robert Mueller, all supposedly stand-up guys. The G-men, the people that you're supposed to look at and go, man, they are above and beyond reproach. And you know what they are? They are a tool of the Democratic Party to go after you. The same way these 87,000 new IRS agents are going to be deployed. You think they're going to go after the crimes of Hillary Clinton or Hunter Biden or Joe Biden or James Biden or any of those people who absolutely are guilty of treason in many cases, colluding with the enemy? Hunter Biden proudly boasted that he was in cahoots with the Chinese spy. Feinstein being driven around by a spy. FBI, I say this, I think you've got better things to do. Here's what somebody, I think this was DeSantis. The raid of MAL, which is Mar-a-Lago, is another escalation in the weaponization of federal agencies. I'll click it. See, in the against the regime's political opponents. He called it regime. While people like Hunter Biden get treated with kid gloves. Now the regime is getting another 87,000 IRS agents to wield against its adversaries? Banana Republic. That's what he called it. Here's what Kevin McCarthy, who is a rhino, but he recognizes what's up. And he also knows this will not last. Trump will fight this. Here's what he tweeted out. I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. I knew I'd get it out there. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. Elections have consequences, even cheated ones. If they can do this to a former president, I've said this before, what can they do to you? That's the wake-up call. I don't care whether you like Trump or you don't. If this were happening to Obama, I mean, illegitimately so. In other words, oh, we're going after him for his preservation of documents. That's supposed to go into the National Archives. I would be outraged. This has no political bent for me, and I'm going to be honest. I don't think it does for you either. Look, I realize I was talking with one of my executive directors for one of our organizations, and we both said, you know what? Because we were talking to a guy who's we're going to be doing a big project with, and you know he was concerned about our politics. And I said, first of all, they label us conservatives. I'm a truth seeker. I don't give me whatever label you want, but here's the one I can tell you I'm not. I'm not a leftist. I'm not a Democrat, and I'm not the liberal the way it's defined today. I'm a classical liberal. I believe that people can do what they want and should do what they want. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care what food you eat. You know, I don't care what business you want to run, if you want tats or not. None of that stuff matters to me. I'm a classic liberal in that sense. But I'm a classic conservative in understanding that we have core values to this nation. And I'm going to conserve those and preserve those. I'm a preservative. That's what I am. I'm a preservative. We need a new name, don't we? Anyway, if you can do it to a former president, who can you not do it to? Cassandra B., I don't know who this is, but she says, FBI raiding Trump, effing obscene. The Justice Department serves the Democratic Party, existing to arm left narratives and squash the rights. The left wants you to fear serving in a Republican administration. They want you to fear voting Republican. And they went on to publish what, the thing where Donald Trump had been raided. And they said this. This is not just an ex-POTUS. Trump is the current leading candidate for the Republican Party spot in 24. Biden says he will seek re-election. So his AG is raiding Biden's likely opponent for the same types of crimes, in finger quotes, Hillary was not subpoenaed and not raided. Third world. Folks, you can't argue with this. It's just the facts. So people are chiming in. They're starting to get, and this is not, should we just go to the conclusion? Because I'm not going to have time to play Bongino's clip. We can play it next segment. And to be honest with you, I'm done with this subject for a while. I know it's going to be around, but here's what I want to tell people. What is the logical conclusion of this? Democrats ginned up the story of FBI collusion. We know Hillary Clinton was behind it. They investigated for whatever length of time with Robert Mueller, who stacked the deck with nothing but Hillary acolytes and Hillary fans. And they came to the conclusion, 38 million tax dollars later, that Trump had done nothing. Now, the whole time, Mueller knew that Trump had done nothing, and Mueller ignored evidence of the Steele dossier, ignored evidence that Hillary Clinton was the shot caller in all of this, and ultimately, after he shuts down an investigation that said no wrongdoing, Democrats still claim that he did have wrongdoing, and even with Hillary Clinton now known to be the shot caller, the spreader of these lies and misinformation and misdirection, right? And nothing's happened. No apologies to Trump, no apologies to you and me. And now the FBI wants to go on yet another witch hunt, knowing what the outcome will be. What do you think they're going to find in this raid? What do you think? Recipes for Melania? There will be nothing in there that incriminates Trump in any way. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent
consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Fauci's had enough. He's going to step down at the end of Biden's first term. What is he going to do? He wants to look for another job? What is he going to do? Be a greeter at Walmart or something? Hey, the TVs are over there. I'm 5'2 and I'm almost 90. Fauci, I think he did the best he could. Everyone picks on him. No one knew where this was going. So many freaking variants. The B5, B6, I don't give a f-. You can't keep up with them, man. You got to go on with your life. It's a tricky mother. I mean, Fauci, he's like, first he's like, you get your two vaccines and you dance in the street, you walk about with your life. Recently he said, okay, we missed it by a little bit, all right? You can get two vaccines, two boosters, you still get COVID. Three boosters, two more vaccines, you're getting COVID. You get another vaccine, you're still getting COVID. Buys you 7 minutes of immunity. That's all you got. So now we're coming up for the daily COVID shot. Every day you go in like a B vitamin, you get your shot. By the time you get to your car, you've lost your immunity. But that's a hell of a 39 seconds.
That was Dana Carvey. You remember him?
Church lady on SNL.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting about this. He's standing in for Jimmy Kimmel, and he's roasting Fauci. And if you caught the act, what he's telling you is boosters don't matter, shots don't matter. It's a whole essentially comedy routine that says none of that stuff is even real. None of that helped you. The whole thing was a lie. Fauci's a fraud, and the idea of the shots and the boosters are a lie. You're going to get COVID, and if you get the shots and the boosters, you're doggone surely going to get COVID. Welcome back, folks. I play that clip as yet another reminder of the lies of the Democrats. The Trump raid is a lie. It's a lie to cover up something else that the Democrats are doing. And what did they do? They did a coup against Donald Trump. That's what they're doing, and they're covering it up. We have to now rationalize why we are making him into the criminal. This is Minority Report, except they don't need to let the little ball fall and then send the troops after the bad guy. They just say, you know what, we don't know what this guy's going to do in the future, but we don't like him, so go get him. Now, if you think Minority Report was interesting where the precogs predicted crime, how about the movie where they say, we're going to go ahead and just make the criminal? And oh, by the way, the real criminals, the Hunter Bidens, the Hillary Clintons, the Joe Bidens, the James Bidens, the Pelosis, Paul and Nancy, the Schumers, and all the other leftist crooks and criminals that claim they had no controversies during their presidency and whatever else, they get to go free. That's the world we live in. Donald Trump did nothing wrong. And here's what's worse. Donald Trump, if the left, and he alluded to it when he made his comment, he said, what could America have been if these people would stop with their nonsense and get on board? That's an easily sellable point for me. What if they just got on board and said, you know what? We're going to run with this guy. Politics be dang. We're going to run with it. And he seems to be going in the right direction. Donald Trump said he'd save Carrier. He did. Donald Trump said he would take out all the onerous legislation so that businesses could flourish. He put $2 trillion back into the economy every year for 4 years. He then, those companies that got that money back automatically raised their minimum wages. They were way above minimum wage. People were offering $15-$17 an hour to start. They got bonuses. These companies were flourishing. Stockholders and stakeholders were getting profits in the stock market that set record after record after record. This didn't happen up to the point of Trump. The stock market would set a record every now and then, but infrequently. It would jump around a little bit, then slide up. Under Trump, it was a steady state record-setting 45-degree climb. That's what he did. And then, I know this doesn't sound like much, Donald Trump made people proud to be Americans. He put a whole new thing on foreign policy. Do I need to remind you that Donald Trump took what every other president up to him had done, and he says, you know what, they haven't done this. Israel, we're going to recognize Jerusalem. We're moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem to make this fact a fact. And he did it. Then, in the spirit of Miss America, a pageant that he knows a little bit about, he says, you know what? All my girls have been talking about peace in the Middle East. Let me go ahead and do it. So he got all these Arab companies to recognize Israel. Meanwhile, he's picking a fight with little fat boy North Korean, Kim Jong-un, and he says, he picks on him for a while and then says, you know what? You ought to unite. We'll help you. We'll build you a big, beautiful country, and Mexico is going to pay for it. No, we won't make Mexico pay for it. He gets these guys to come to the 54th parallel and cross over and hug and shake hands and become brothers again. Trump did that. Trump got those three black kids, thieves, out of China without having to release hostages. And I could go on. He brought back manufacturing. That big black teacher said, we ain't getting it back. What's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? Well, he waved his magic wand, and we got it back. I said it earlier, but my point is it wasn't just saving Carrier. It was saving the manufacturing industry. Then he said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to work on trade. We're going to redo trade policy so America's not getting screwed, because that's what's been happening. And he got that done. And he put China and Russia and Iran on notice. He put terrorists on notice. We will come after you. And I'll ask you this question. Do you honestly believe that we have 13 dead Marines and an embarrassing exit from Afghanistan if Donald Trump had been president? You know the answer. You know the thing. Of course you do. Here's Bongino. Talking about this, I've been talking about playing this clip. Here he is.
This is some third world bullshit right here. Let me say it again. Third world bullshit. I mean every word of that. I was a federal agent. I raised my right hand. And I swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And I love this country. This is a freaking disgrace. A disgrace. We don't live in Cuba. We don't live under Kim Jong-un. We live in a constitutional republic, a representative democracy. You have a bunch of FBI agents raiding the home of a former president because they don't like his politics? Are you kidding me? You've spent this whole show, Jesse, and I've spent my entire time either on Fox or on my podcast exposing the left for claiming Russia interfered in the election as Hillary Clinton paid off a bunch of foreign agents, her team, literally to fabricate a story that occupied the nation for 4 years. What's she doing right now? Getting a manicure in freaking Chappaqua. She's not doing squat. Nothing. Hunter Biden is having sex on tape while doing crack. While doing crack. And what is he doing? He's living in a Malibu mansion. And yet the president, the former president, who whether you agree with him or not on his claims about the election, whether you agree or not, we still live in a country where you are allowed to challenge an election. There's even a process. The ECA. The Electoral Count Act. You may not like it, but it's a process. How do I know it's a process? Because some people are trying to reform it. You may not like it, but now you send the FBI. Let me tell you something. I have paid due deference to the FBI for a long time, and a lot of listeners didn't like it because I work with some very good people over there who have since retired. The management of the FBI has now shredded any single shred, sliver of credibility this agency had left. Nobody will take them seriously from this point on. It is over. You've heard the examples. Stone, Manafort, Cohen, over and over. Are they good guys? Are they bad guys? I don't know. I don't care. I don't know them. All I'm telling you is you cannot tell me we still live in a constitutional republic and not the freaking third world when you have Hillary Clinton paying foreign agents to interfere with an election, people lying under oath repeatedly, Hunter Biden doing crack on tape, and what happens? Where are the federal agents? They're not in Malibu. They're not in Chappaqua. They're in Mar-a-Lago. This is some third world garbage that happened tonight. And I'm telling you, the FBI management, here's the solution. Last thing. We have now got to win in 2022. You have no choice now, folks. Oh, we don't like the swampy Republicans. I don't like them either. Republicans may not be the solution to your problems, but Democrats are certainly the cause of all your problems right now. If there was ever a clarion call to remove your ass from the seat and go vote in 2022, this is it.
I think he's legit. I think Mongino's really upset about it, and he's right about one thing. You got to go vote. You can't let them think they beat us in that big cheat. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.